house with me. They lived with me since I was about 6 years old.
Tell me about your upbringing. You grew up with a younger sister or older sister?
My older sister, Erica McLean, Oliver at the time. We lived in Dickerson Court, 540 19th Street to be exact. And we were inundated with Cole. We would play and see Cole on the windowsills and just watch, take the shower head, brush it off, played outside. It was nothing for us to see Cole all on the ground. Our mother would fuss because our feet, when we would come in, would be dark, black. we didn't have the education or know-how to know that we were actually living and playing in danger, breathing in the toxins daily. Even we noticed that the birds and the bees went away at a certain point. So as a result, my sister had her lung amputated because when the doctors, she has her medical records to prove so, but when the doctors discovered what was wrong with her because she got really sick, she had the lung, her diagnosis was a coal miner's lung. So they had to amputate it for her to have a healthy life. So that was a result of living in the community inundated with coal.
And she was 14 years old.
14 years old. And the doctors verbatim said that she has a lung of a 30-year-old coal person that worked in the coal mines.
What about you? Did you have to be tested?
I did, but, you know, I have asthma. She and I both have asthma. Mine is situational. And she has to have an asthma pump. She has to have regular breathing treatment, so hers is a little bit more severe than mine.
She's kept up with this her entire life.
Yes. Had surgery, multiple surgeries, deviated septums. The doctors even told her her quality of life would be better if she lived in a drier climate such as Arizona, moved that way west. Desert, more desert.
So it's impacted her life growing up?
Oh, absolutely. She could never, she had to have, she couldn't do gym and school because of her breathing. It was always belabored. We grew up, she had to have a special diet because anything that triggered a breathing situation, she had to. So she struggled with the lung being amputated. Yes.
Do you think that this situation flies under the radar for cities outside of Newport News if they're not living near it?
Absolutely. Again, like if you don't know, you don't know. And education is key in information. So my mother, she didn't know how to fight or what to do or what type of medical situation she could get to assist her. She just did the systematic, go to the doctor, get your medicine. So as a result, my sister suffered.
You know, I printed like 1,000 of these, and I have not gotten rid of them the last 2 years.
What's the earliest memory of you being exposed to
Probably about 8 years old. Looking back, I'm 53 now. Looking back, just sitting in the middle of, sitting on the ground outside as a kid playing, just sitting in cold. That's my earliest memory. It was in the summer, and she actually, we were outside playing, and she passed out. She started breathing heavy, and she went in and told my mom, and my mom took her to the hospital. Ambulance had to come pick her up, and that's when we discovered that she was really, really sick. Really sick.
Because you have to work